Lebanon is currently in the midst of a serious war between Hezbollah and Israel. The border regions, which extend over a distance of 120 kilometers, have served as the battlefield for military operations since the initiation of the Al-Aqsa flood operation on October 7. The fighting unfolds along the barbed wire, now referred to as the demarcation line, with bombings and military operations reaching neighboring areas stretching up to 5 kilometers into both sides. The various stages of this war have violated the rules of confrontation in place since the end of the July 2006 war. Nonetheless, it is noteworthy that this breach has not yet reached other regions of Lebanon and Israel. In the event of its expansion, it would potentially escalate into a comprehensive conflict with significant human, economic, and political repercussions. It is important to note that what is occurring at the border is indeed a real war. The evidence for this assertion is the fact that Hezbollah has sustained losses among its combatants, losses unseen since the end of the war with Israel in July 2006. The same applies to the number of Israeli soldiers killed in confrontations with Hezbollah. Moreover, Hezbollah has targeted about 10 Israeli military sites along the border and managed to inflict significant damage on Israel's surveillance and camera reconnaissance capabilities by disabling them. This has led the Israeli military to increase the use of reconnaissance aircraft. Several military experts believe that the current situation resembles a war of attrition. Consequently, the Israelis have evacuated the 28 border settlements, which house approximately 10,000 individuals, and deployed tens of thousands of soldiers in the northern region, extending to the Sheba farms. They have also reinforced the capabilities of the Iron Dome, which is used to intercept missiles and drones in this area. Experts estimate that a quarter of the dome's capabilities are deployed in northern Israel. Conversely, Lebanese towns and villages in proximity to the barbed wire have experienced an unorganized wave of displacement due to Israeli bombardments that have affected numerous homes and other sites. This sustained military tension has significantly impacted many businesses and jobs. This is particularly concerning as the inhabitants of these villages largely rely on agriculture for their sustenance, and access to their lands is currently fraught with danger. Furthermore, schools and educational institutions in this region remain closed, jeopardizing the academic year, as no one knows how long this war will last should it not escalate further.